trauma is another topic that often is showing up in our calls. And when we least expect it, it really surprises us. Dr. Sherry Keffer shared some insight on the many forms of trauma. Then we'll hear from Chris Williams, Mark Cameron, and myself as we address Paul's call that was concerning his opiate-addicted wife who kicked the habit, but she still lies. Let's listen.
Well, you know what's interesting? You and Brian and Becky and I were on a different program together. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how some of your stories linger with us because we care so deeply about you. We hear what's going on. And then once we leave the studio, your story is still going through our heart. And that happened with Holly. If you all haven't heard Holly's story, you might want to just take a look at the last, that when we were together.
Wednesday's program. Yeah,
yeah. Wednesdays, because it's a good program. But painful, because what we had heard is Holly lost a granddaughter because of neglect in medical care. And she's now the primary caretaker of one of her other granddaughters. And I was thinking about what happens with those moments, those kids. And even you, as you're listening, there are moments that are tragic like that. Those events in our lives that happened, they layer in a trauma-induced shame belief about yourself. Something about yourself, and this trauma-induced shame belief is there in order to try to preserve you. It's there to try to protect you from being hurt again. But if left untreated, that trauma-induced shame belief can drive your bus. It can set up like self-sabotaging ways of being. It can create anxiety disorders. It can leave chronic depression at the helm. It can do all kinds of chaos in your world. So I wanted to talk about two types of traumas today. There's the wounds of omission, and those are the good things that you needed and didn't get. So what are the wounds of omission? They're not having good boundaries in your home. They are not having folks that didn't cherish you, see you, honor you, value you, delight in you. There were our homes or situations where you didn't get safe, nurturing, healthy hugs and touch. You weren't taught to do the hard things. You had a parent who didn't understand you or didn't take the time to understand you because they may have been involved in addictions or all kinds of chaos themselves. And then like Holly's case, in her, you know, her daughter didn't provide the right medical care, adequate food, housing, shelter, all of that. That's neglect. The other kind is a wound of commission, and that's the painful things that happen to you that shouldn't happen to anybody. That's the verbal abuse, the sexual abuse, the physical abuse, the emotional and psychological abuse, abandonment by a parent, bullying by siblings, or witnessing somebody being abused. There's a thing called an ACE score, Adverse Childhood Experience Scale. And if you take that, there's like 0 to 10 that you can get. And I think my score is like 5 because I had a lot of these. But we're here at New Life because we want to help you heal from what happened to you. There is hope. I mean, I'm kind of a living product of there's hope.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's things you can do. And that's what we're all about here.